Well, it is the holiday season and everybody's looking for a nice gift to give. Some people say they'd like a puppy. I don't know if it's a great idea to do that for the holidays. We'll find out. But anyway, you can find your next pet this Sunday at the Holiday Open House because the Washington Animal Rescue League is here to tell us about it. We are so excited. I'm holding the cutest little puppy right now. And we've got in the studio with us Bob Raymond, who's the new CEO of the Washington Animal Rescue League, Mary Jarvis, who oversees adoptions at the shelter. She's the COO. And Michelle Yu, who is the Director of Behavior and Training, who can talk to us a little bit about training our puppies. Thanks to all of you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah. So tell us when and where this open house is.
Well, please come to the Washington Animal Rescue League. We're open this Sunday, December 2nd, from 12 to 3. Santa will be there. Oh. So we encourage all of our friends to come and bring their own animals to have a picture with Santa. We're also having Politics and Pros on site to be selling books about animals. We've got all of our staff will be there, and of course, all of our animals. And we've got a couple ambassadors here, and
yes.
That animal looks very comfortable with you right now.
I know. So I might have to take this little guy home.
We're going to have all of our adoption specialists on hand on Sunday. So we hope you'll come visit all the dogs and cats that are available. But these, I've got Roly Poly with me, and he is a lab beagle plus mix. He came from one of our partner shelters in West Virginia and actually came to us. He was brought to their shelter. He and his siblings in a dresser drawer.
On
the doorstep, and I don't think they're going to last long.
No.
He's about 5 weeks old and just a bundle of fun, and we've had a great time here at the studio visiting with everyone.
Now, talk about the philosophy of adoption during the holidays. As Deb was saying at the beginning, a lot of people may think it's a great idea, but perhaps it's something that everybody in the family can use the next couple of days to talk about before they come out to the open house. What questions should they ask when they come, and what questions should they ask before they get there?
Mary, can you answer that?
Sure. Well, it's kind of the best of time and the worst of times because, you know, it's great because all the family can be there. There's a lot of vacation time. People are home. They have time to work with a dog or a puppy or a cat or a kitten and spend time with it. But it's also very hustle-bustle time and lots of relatives coming in, so it can be kind of stressful for the animal. I think any time of the year is a good time to adopt an animal and give it a home. And you know, Christmas kind of makes it special. Everyone wants that Christmas puppy or kitten. Mm-hmm. So mom and dad, you know, think about it. But, you know, our adoption counselors are on hand at the league to talk about, you know, what you're facing when you adopt.
Mm-hmm. What questions in terms of, because obviously, you know, the kids are at home now during the holidays, as you mentioned. But when folks are going to go away, as we resume regular schedule after the holidays, what are some of the considerations that you need to make before deciding to adopt?
Well, you have to think about if you want to get a dog walker who can come in every day, if it's a dog. Cats are a little bit easier. They can spend time alone. But kittens do get bored, and they can be destructive.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, every good pet has a good trainer, too. So,
right.
You know, think about, you know, if you want to tackle that expense of hiring a trainer and you know, what you might need.
And Michelle, real quickly, you are a trainer. Lots of folks need information about how they. I'm holding this.
Get
puppy.
A handful there.
how they can train their pets. What is the first basic thing you tell them?
Well, the first basic thing with little guys like these would be puppy kindergarten, and that comes with your puppy adoption at the Washington Animal Rescue League, and that's great. That'll give them a head start. They need lots of socialization. But even the adult dogs need training, and a basic manners class will give you a great start.
Terrific.
We have a terrific selection of classes that are open to the public, WARL.org. We've got a great lineup, and it's really a wonderful one-stop shopping for, you know, finding a wonderful pet for your home and for finding great classes.
Well, Bob, Mary, Michelle, thank you all for dropping by and bringing your
very cute. I wish you had Odorama with the puppy breath here. It would be really great on
the
radio.
I love the little squeaking, too. They sound like little mice.
The holiday open house for the Washington Animal Rescue League is this Sunday. The hours again are
12 to 3. And Santa will be there, and all of our staff will be ready to welcome you.
All right. Could be a great addition to your family for the holidays.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.